Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Radio Dialogue. Welcome back to Radio Dialogue, a weekly program on communication breakthroughs and how we can create community through our conversations. Our number for the show is 877-514-7300. We're here with Bess McCarty, a counselor for personal growth. She works with addictions, codependency, and she does inner child work. She's got a process called Real Conversations, which she's been sharing with us. We'll be right back.
Wherever you are, you deserve World Spa, a day spa for both men and women specializing in Western therapies with age-old Eastern techniques. All World Spa providers are professionally licensed specialists in their fields. We provide spa treatments for all schedules, from as little as 30 minutes to all-day programs. World Spa also has a spiritual library where you can relax and enjoy our collection of books, videos, and audio tapes. World Spa is open 7 days a week by appointment and features a variety of special treatments, spa services, facials, exfoliation, and much more. We also offer products such as beauty and skin treatments, health drinks, herbal teas, and food supplements. World Spa also accommodates groups of five or more so you can make it a full and special day. Come enjoy the World Spa difference. Call us today at 619-624-0506 or visit us on the web at www.worldspas.org.
You're listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Welcome back to Radio Dialogues, heard every week on Thursdays. Our toll-free number to the studio is 1-877-514-7300. We invite you to join the real conversation. Our guest is with Bess McCarty. Bess McCarty is a counselor and therapist, and she works with people who have addictions, codependency, inner child issues, and she works with people to help them become more whole, I suppose. Welcome back, Bess.
Thank you.
In talking about your process of real conversations, basically, you help people break free of old, repeated patterns, habits, and in that way, they are able to achieve a better life. Is that how that works?
Sure. Yes. They're able to have a more authentic, happy, successful, real life.
So basically, people who want to participate in the process, they have to be able to look at the dysfunctional behavior or something as a habit or something that's not working for them that they want to change. It could be an addiction or something, right?
Yeah.
And the second part of the process, as you've explained it, is for them to be able to feel the emotion behind it.
Yeah. Sometimes those are hard things, right? Because we want to shove them under the rug and we think, what good will it do to look at it? Or anyway, I want to feel good in the moment, so don't look at this stuff. And don't feel this stuff. It's hard. It's a courageous act.
And so then people can push it off for years, perhaps, or decades.
Yeah. And then you know, on our deathbed, we say, oh, man, I wasted my life.
Hmm. Yeah. So if someone's able to be open with their emotions, what does that accomplish? What does that do for them?
Well, we feel alive. First of all, we feel numb if we don't feel our emotions. So it's risky because we feel both joy and pain. But only to the degree we're willing to feel all this are we able to be alive and to grow and to learn more love in our life and to be happier.
It
will always lead us to a good thing.
So whenever someone talks about any type of feeling, you say there's always a need that's behind it?
Yes. Well, if it's a negative feeling or behavior, there's always an unmet need behind it. But even if there's a positive feeling, for example, I feel really grateful and happy right now because I hopefully get to help people. So that's a need when a need is to contribute to life. And I might feel depressed if I wasn't doing my life calling. See, that would be my unmet need, is to contribute to life.
So how could someone have a real conversation in their daily life?
For example, I have them all the time, like nonstop. So, am I feeling good or am I feeling unhappy? do I like how I feel or do I not? If I don't like how I feel, there's always an unmet need there. Maybe if I leave late for work and I'm feeling stressed and I want to feel happier, so I might plan to leave earlier or understand the need that I have that has kept me leaving late.
Uh-huh.
You know, the need to try to, or the desire to try to get too much done before I leave, or there could be a fear under there.
So are we always having a real conversation? Is it something we have within ourselves, or is it with other people?
There is always an opportunity to have a real conversations with ourselves. But how conscious we are, not probably most of us, not much.
Mm-hmm.
But we can be more and more and be more alive and be happier. And believe me, you can go from pain to solution to getting out of pain just in minutes in working through this. When we realize that there's a need underneath, we take the judgment off and we then understand our need and we can meet it. And self-criticism, oh, that's a huge prison, a huge hell to be in.
And this process can release people from their hell or prison.
Yeah, we give ourselves permission to have our feelings and needs rather than judge ourselves for them like we got in childhood.
Well, we could put it to the test. We have a caller, Susie from San Diego, on the line. Susie, are you with us?
I'm right here.
Hi, Susie. Hi. Welcome to the program. You have a question for Bess?
How you doing?
Oh, very good.
I was calling to ask Bess a question because she was talking about real conversations, and I try to have real conversations with myself about my weight, but for some reason, the conversations don't get too far.
How do you get stuck?
Well, because I know I need to lose weight, and I know I want to lose weight, and yet it doesn't happen.
So, yeah, there's kind of that wall there, and you think, well, where do I go from here?
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like this vicious circle that I'm in.
Well, let's break it right now.
Right?
Thank you very much for calling in, Susie.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you think of losing weight,
mm-hmm.
is there a feeling, an emotion that comes up for you around that?
Yeah, what I said was fear.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't hear you. Okay, so fear. It's wonderful to be in touch with your feeling, to uncover that. Is that a new thing for you, or did you know that was there?
Well, I guess I've always known it, and, you know, I say hello to it, and then I quickly say goodbye to it.
So that's as far as it went, huh?
Well, you know, I ebb and flow with it. It's like, it's not like I don't know that it's there, but, you know, obviously it's got me because I keep avoiding it.
Well, thank you again for calling in, because this is another huge one for a lot of people. Would you be willing to right now talk to your fear as though it were a little creature inside you or inside your heart, and ask this fear, what are you needing? What are you afraid of, fear? What are you needing to not be afraid anymore? Or what the fear is about?
I hear protection, that I'm needing protection. And so that inner voice wants to protect me.
So the weight has protected you?
Yeah.
Covered you?
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded you? Buffered you maybe against the world?
Yeah. The world and the people within it.
Okay, so that the extra weight has done something good for you, but it's done it in a dysfunctional way.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, not always is a little weight bad for us, but perhaps a lot of weight could be. It could be a threat to our health.
Mm-hmm.
So your being has tried to meet your need for protection, but it's done it in a way that you don't want to do anymore. It's not good for you anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's like an old coat I want to get rid of, and yet it just keeps coming right back.
So you want to shed that coat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, could we look a little bit at the need to feel okay, the need to feel secure, to feel comfortable?
Oh, sure.
Around other people?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a time in your childhood when you didn't feel okay around others? You couldn't be, that you needed to cover up or protect yourself?
Yeah, there was. And And I guess I feel scared, and so I need that protection because I need reassurance that I'm going to be accepted. And for some strange reason, the weight gives me that protection.
Yeah, it's comforting, huh? Like a big blanket or coat around you.
Yeah.
Like an armor in a way.
Yeah, or an adult binky.
Okay. So your weight has done that for you. Would it be okay to meet that need? That's a very valid need. We have a tender person, little child inside of us. I call it our heart or our feelings. We all have this, no matter, everyone walking around out there has a real tender, vulnerable part to ourselves, and that's our heart that allows us to connect and to love. But it needs protection, too. Everything you're saying is very valid, and I'm glad you can say that without judgment for yourself. Now we want to see, is there a way that you can meet that very valid need of protection and being okay a different way besides carrying the extra pounds that you no longer want to carry?
I don't know. Are you asking me?
Yeah. Okay, so the next step, I'll make a suggestion here.
Uh-huh.
And that's that your adult self could be the protector now for your, I'll call it your inner child. Like Mike was reading before about the in transactional analysis, the adult self and the child self. Well, we could also call that the mental self and the emotional self.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be, could your, if you want to call it adult self, be a protector for your child? In other words, like he was saying earlier in the show, to hide it away when it's not safe, to be that that enveloper, that comforter, that guard around your inner child when it's not safe to bring her out. And that adult self could be kind of like a scout going ahead and saying, is it safe to share your heart here? Is it safe to really be yourself with these people in this environment? And then let her come out. And if someone makes fun of her, just stand up for her and say, well, I like what I did, or I like the way I am. I like the way I think, whether you say it out loud or whether you say it to her inside, that vulnerable inner child part of you. How does that sound? How do you feel when you hear that?
It sounds pretty good, and my little kid goes, yeah, but she's not very good at it.
Okay, so a need that you have would be how to get good at it, right?
Yeah.
That
exactly.
Would solve your need. So you need to know how to get it, care.
And have that confidence within myself, or just that inner knowing, and owning that inner knowing that I'll be okay instead of that uneasiness.
Okay, so you need to provide, a need that you have is to provide that for your inner child from your adult or mental self.
Correct.
Or your higher self.
Yeah.
So many people would solve this need by, first of all, renewing their spiritual connection with their higher power, because it's said that we can't do this ourselves. You're really all strength and life and love comes from a higher source.
Mm-hmm.
So many people would begin by renewing their relationship with a higher power and look to that for protection, guidance, and then to take responsibility. Sometimes it's a need to set boundaries and say, you know, don't talk to me like that. Because there was some time in your childhood probably that someone shamed you, put you down, made you feel not okay for being who you were.
Mm-hmm.
And if you carry that with you, your adult self can now champion that inner child and stick up for her and say, you know, you were just learning. It's okay that you made a mistake here. You're supposed to learn this way, you know. I think life was designed this way, and it's okay that you made a mistake. And I'm here for you, even if nobody else in the whole world is. I'm here for you. And I love you, and I accept you, even if no one else does. Wouldn't that be a terrific freedom?
It would be. And
to be that free, and then it doesn't matter what other people are saying. This kind of goes a little bit back to our last caller, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By chance, it sort of might come down to the same issue, even though your two calls, it manifested in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's both a fear, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have a list of little sayings I have on my kitchen window as I do my dishes, and I think one of the things I'll add to that is, I'm here for you.
That's wonderful. I mean, I love hearing that. And would you feel less fear to be a healthy weight with your feelings hearing you say that, hearing you, I'll just use the inner child model again. Would your inner child feel good hearing that? And would she be more free to be herself and not have a cover-up?
I'm thinking that she needs that reassurance until we've gotten real solid in the transition. Because right now it's like, yeah, I hear you, but you know, I don't 100% trust you. And as that trust, as you know, having that constant reminder that I'm here would just strengthen that trust between me and my inner child.
So as you lose the weight slowly and each pound drops off, if some fear comes up, like, oh, my God, I'm losing my protection, mm-hmm. if some little fears come up, would you enjoy journaling or taking walks with yourself and talking about the fear and the adult can reassure her, I'm here for you again?
Absolutely.
I accept you. I validate you, even if someone else doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep doing that again and again, and do you think that you would gradually find more reliance on your inner adult than on weight, the pounds?
I'm definitely willing to do it and engage in the process and trust the process and see what happens.
I'm happy for you and happy to hear that. And at a little later in the call, we're going to give out my number in case you get stuck. I'd like to be a support coach for you to, if you get stuck, you know, understanding your needs or how to meet them, I'd like to support you, Susie.
Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for taking the time to chat with me. It's been enlightening.
Is that helpful, Susie?
Yeah, it does. It helps me in my journey.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because it's been an ongoing journey, and I'm ready to embark on a different path.
Well, thank you for calling Radio Dialogue.
Oh, well, thank you, and thank you for having me on the show, and good luck.
Well, thanks. A pleasure.
Thanks.
You're listening to World Talk Radio's Radio Dialogue program, heard every Thursday. I'm the host, Michael Ratner, and my guest today is Beth McCartney, who has a process called Real Conversations. And that's very interesting to listen to the callers and find out their situations, which seem to me really deep emotional needs, issues that they're working. And all it seems to me their process is you're calling attention to it where they're really looking at whatever the issue is. And in that sense, understanding the feelings and whatever else is underlying it.
Absolutely. And it's like a light on your dashboard. Mm-hmm. You know, if a light comes on, you need gas or oil or something. Well, if we ignore it, it's not going to fix the car. It's going to break down eventually. So,
how could someone do this process for themselves, though? Like, if they were going to take it in, maybe through a meditation or a contemplation, what would the process be?
Observe the challenge in your life. Allow yourself to feel the feeling underneath that and the need underneath that and meet the need. Now, if you need some assistance with that, just go to my website at BessMcCarty.com, BessMcCarty.com, to the Real Conversations page, and you can download a copy of this process that outlines a lot of emotions. Because if you're not sure what you're feeling, you can look over that list and see the emotions. And then it outlines needs. If you're not sure what you're needing, you can look at this whole list of needs, because sometimes we didn't give ourselves permission to know what we need. And finally, in the last box, it has many ways to meet the needs. So those are helps. I hope that this aids you. And again, if you get stuck, you can give me a call. I'd be glad to do phone counseling as well. My number?
760-599-9137. So we'll repeat that.
760-599-9137. And, of course, you can find all my contact information on BessMcCarty.com. And you are welcome to email me if you'd like a free e-newsletter with news and tips and lists of classes at BessMcCarty@Yahoo.com.
That's right. And, Bess, you're available for counseling. And you do individuals, couples, and people by phone. Plus, you're starting real conversation therapy groups and teleconference groups.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So we can do these groups in person and all learn from each other. Or you can call in by telephone and have it be anonymous, and you don't have to drive anywhere or pay any gas money or anything. And so, like, you can prepay for a number of sessions, and it's very cheap therapy, and we all learn from each other. So you can grow and learn how to, through these groups, you can grow and learn how to do this more for yourself.
Well, it's been a very interesting conversation that we've had. Thanks for being my guest today, Bess.
I appreciate it so much. Thanks.
So Bess McCarty, Real Conversations. You are tuned to Radio Dialogues heard every week on World Talk Radio. You can email me, Mike Ratner, with the email on the website. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more Radio Dialogue.
Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.